KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have here at the KJN studios partly cloudy skies here this morning, a little bit of haze and fog in the air as well, and 59 degrees your current temperature. We look for partly cloudy skies today at a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news. News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In local news, Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrope reports a man from Florida was arrested early Sunday morning on weapon-related charges following an incident at the County Line Bar on the west side of Shenandoah. While deputies were on their way to a disturbance at the bar, they were notified the suspect, 26-year-old Tipton Lee Brock of Milton, Florida, had retrieved a firearm and started shooting. After they arrived, deputies placed Brock under arrest for terroristic threats, reckless use of a firearm, and for going armed with intent. Brock was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held on a $10,300 cash bond. No injuries were reported. Fremont County Sheriff's deputies were assisted during the incident by deputies with the Page County Sheriff's Office and Shenandoah Police. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
When it comes to you and your family's health, you want the best care possible. Did you know Rex Pharmacy, your local Health Mart, is here to help? This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Our caring and knowledgeable staff actually takes the time to get to know our patients, understand their needs, and help them on a path to better health. We truly want to be a trusted healthcare resource for you and your family. Stop in and see why so many people choose our Rex Pharmacy Health Mart to be their pharmacy.
Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Your body is in constant need of vitamins and nutrients to help it run at peak efficiency, and vitamins should be a part of your daily health regimen. Here at Rex Pharmacy, we can offer you a wide range of vitamins and supplements to help your body run at its full potential. Vitamins and supplements ranging from A to zinc. Stop in and shop our complete line of Health Mart brand vitamins that feature high-quality ingredients and save over the national brands. Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic, your Health Mart pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
In other local news, police in Red Oak arrested 18-year-old Dakota Lynn Giroux of Red Oak at around 4:15 a.m. on Sunday for driving while suspended. The woman was also charged with having or not having SR-22 insurance. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. A Council Bluffs man who glanced down at his cell phone ended up crashing on Saturday morning. According to Council Bluffs Police, 27-year-old Ryan Wendt was traveling south on 25th Street at around 11 a.m. when he became distracted by his cell phone. When he looked up, Wendt swerved to miss a vehicle in traffic, and his vehicle hit a utility pole in the 1000 block of 25th Street. The pole was sheared off, but still upright with all the lines still intact. Wendt initially refused medical treatment at the scene, but was later transported to a local hospital for precautionary reasons. Police cited him for failure to maintain control of his motor vehicle. Traffic flow in the area was rerouted for 2 hours while the utility pole was rendered safe by MidAmerican Energy. Authorities remind you, 5 seconds is the average time your eyes are off the road while texting or dialing on your phone. When traveling at 55 miles per hour, that's enough time to cover the length of a football field blindfolded. Don't be a distracted driver. Des Moines police say they're investigating a man's death as a homicide. Officers sent to a home found the body inside around 11:20 a.m. on Sunday. Someone had called 911 to say a man had been shot. The victim's name and other details about his death have not been released. No arrest has been reported. Police say the slaying was Des Moines' 9th homicide this year. Iowa is moving forward with initiatives aimed at improving children's mental health and well-being, but officials say they won't be able to estimate the potential cost of the effort until it's developed more fully. The Iowa Department of Human Services and other state agencies have been working together to formally tackle components of a long-term goal to change how children in Iowa access services related to their mental health and well-being. Officials contend services can be more effective if the two issues are addressed together. State officials began soliciting outside work this month to help develop children's mental health crisis services. Additional bidding will be available soon for so-called learning labs that could help improve children's well-being. The Iowa legislature approved at least $300,000 last session toward the planning efforts. The City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee will meet on Tuesday evening in the Council's chambers at City Hall to conduct interviews with candidates who have expressed an interest in filling the at-large seat vacated by former Councilman Bob Cord. Cord resigned from his seat July 20th. The meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. Cord had announced his intentions to resign back in March. During Tuesday's meeting, the Personnel and Finance Committee will go into a closed session to separately interview Ed Angel, Gerald Brink, and Roger Carter, and any remaining applicants. The committee will forward its report from those interviews and a recommendation to the council on who it feels would be best suited for the position. The City Council on Wednesday will then act on an order to approve the recommended candidate for appointment to the at-large seat. Once filled, members of the public will have 14 days following the council's decision to request a special election. Following Tuesday's closed session interviews, the committee will return to an open session for a report on legal feedback with regard to proposed changes to the personnel policy. The committee will also discuss the staffing, budget, and operating needs of the Parks and Recreation Department and receive a report from Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones and City Administrator John Lund with regard to sewer connection fees. A small plane has crashed at a Des Moines Street intersection near the airport, but no one was seriously injured. The Des Moines Register reports that the crash happened at the intersection of Southwest 56th Street and Park Avenue around 10 a.m. Saturday, just after taking off from Des Moines International Airport. Officials say the pilot and three passengers, all members of the same family, made it out of the prop plane before it was engulfed in flames. Officials say the pilot experienced some type of mechanical malfunction and was able to deploy a parachute, which helped slow the plane. Des Moines Police Sergeant Paul Parizic says Park Avenue will be closed until Sunday as emergency crews investigate. Officials did not release the names of the pilot or passengers. An Eldridge man has entered an Alford plea in the case of a February car crash that left his backseat passenger dead. The Quad City Times reports a 19-year-old Brett Matthew Schaefbauer entered the plea on Friday to a felony count of vehicular homicide. He faces up to 10 years in prison when he's sentenced on October the 6th. In exchange for his plea, Scott County prosecutors agreed to dismiss an additional charge of vehicular homicide while operating under the influence, which carries a maximum sentence of 25 years in prison. In an altered plea, a defendant does not admit guilt but concedes that prosecutors have enough evidence to win a conviction. Investigators say Schaefbauer was driving early the morning of February 7th when he went and crashed, killing 18-year-old Mitchell Hayes. And also in other news, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley's critics have been leveling a do-your-job mantra against him for months, and Grassley used his turn delivering the weekly Republican radio address to respond to those remarks.
As chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, I worked to make sure that the committee works for all Americans. So I adopted an approach to get things done for you straight from the common sense nature of Iowans.
Grassley has said he wants the next president to choose the next U.S. Supreme Court justice, and he has refused to schedule hearings for the man President Obama nominated to fill the opening on the court.
I decided early on that the Judiciary Committee would spend your taxpayers' dollars and our time focusing on areas where we can reach an agreement rather than on political fights destined for failure. It's the right thing to do, and it works.
Grassley says 27 bills have cleared the committee since January of last year when he took over as chairman, and all 27 had bipartisan support. A dozen have been signed into law by President Obama.
With 4 months left in this Congress, the Judiciary Committee has already outpaced the previous Congress in bills processed in committee, passed in the Senate, and signed into law. And we're not done yet.
Grassley says a bill that would increase penalties for elder abuse and a sentencing reform effort are on the to-do list. He did not directly mention the fight over Merrick Garland's nomination to the Supreme Court during the GOP address, which lasted for more than 4 minutes, but Grassley concluded by saying the Republican-led Senate hasn't wasted time or resources on partisan fights. Franklin Roosevelt was the first president to deliver regular radio addresses. Ronald Reagan revived the practice with a radio broadcast every Saturday, and Democrats started delivering a rebuttal message. The response is now traditionally used by the party opposing the president to showcase a candidate or issue. Grassley is seeking re-election to the Senate. Democratic challenger Patty Judge has made the controversy over the opening on the U.S. Supreme Court, a centerpiece of her campaign against Grassley. That's a look at the latest news. We'll check funeral announcements next. KJN News Time, 7:16.
We asked Carla, pharmacy manager at Rex Pharmacy, what's important to her as she serves her customers and what she believes her customers find important themselves.
I just like our customers, and that's important to me. I enjoy my job. I think that makes a difference when people can come in and see you actually enjoy something that you're doing rather than just coming to a job. I hope that I can be able to call each person by their name as well as knowing their family. I want them to feel like they're actually wanted in the store and that we care about them as a person, not just their business. From my own personal experience of driving a distance to get to work, I know how important it is to try and make one trip to town. Due to the economy, gas prices, we also want to make sure that if they're coming from long distances, we want to know that it's important to them to come in and try and focus on getting them in one trip so that they're here and we can take care of them.
When you want a pharmacy that puts you and what's important to you first, go to Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In your funeral announcements this morning, Ruth Buell of Manila, age 82, died Friday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Ruth Buell will be held on Monday here today at 10:30 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. The OD Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Darlene M. Dittman, age 85, of Coon Rapids, formerly of Audubon, died Thursday at the Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Darlene M. Dittman will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Minnie Fancher, age 101, of Harbor, Oregon, formerly of Audubon, died August 8th at her home in Oregon. Funeral services for Minnie Fancher will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Marion Amdor, age 90, of Messina, died Thursday at her home in Messina. Funeral services for Marion Amdor will be held on Friday at 10 a.m. at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home Messina has the arrangements. And George Kintner, age 90, formerly of Harlan, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for George Kintner will be held on August 20th at 10 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That's a look at the latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJN. News brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Chris Parks, KJN News.